Gimel of Erev Mishnah Dalin. We're learning more halachas of Erev Tchumen. We learned in the previous Mishnah that the Erev has to be in the same place where you're planning to dwell. If one's Rishus and Rishus Yoch, that one's Rishus Ram, it doesn't work. Now we're saying another halacha, that the Erev has to be within 2,000 Amos, so that you can be able to get to your Erev from your regular house. If it's out of 2,000 Amos, you can't get to the Erev Bechlal in the first place, it can't take effect. So the Mishnah is talking about a case. It's Gal Gal Chutz L'Tchum, the Nafal of Gal or Nisra for Tchum of the Nidmes. If it rolled outside the Tchum, so the Erev is now in a place which it cannot take effect. Or a building collapsed on top of it and you can't dig it out on Shabbos, or got burnt, or was Tchuma and became Tame and it cannot be eaten. So if this happened mivoyjayim, if this happened before the Erev took effect in the daytime, ain't no Erev, because at the time it was supposed to take effect, you don't have an Erev, or the Erev is in the wrong place. If it happened after nightfall, so the Erev already took effect in day Neshmoshes, if the Erev got destroyed after it took effect, we don't really care. In Safek, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Arei Zecham Ogamot. In Safek, you get there in the middle of the night and you see that it was destroyed. So you have to be chayshish that maybe it was destroyed before Shabbos, or could you be mekil and say it happened after Shabbos? So the Erev is Rabbanan. Even so, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, or Machmer, he says you have to be machmer in both directions. You're like a chamod, a donkey dragging one direction, and a camel dragging the other direction. It basically means that if you made your Erev to the east of the city, so you gain to the east, but you lose to the west. In your regular house, which was to the west, you gain to the west, you lose to the east. So you can have to make the common denominator of the two places. In other words, if the Erev was 1,000 amos out of the city, to the east of the city, so you can always still be allowed to go 2,000 amos from the city itself. You're not going to get the full 3,000 amos. On the other hand, to the west, you're going to lose 1,000 amos also. So we have to be masculine in both directions. Maybe you don't have the Erev, then you have to go by the Tchum of your city. Or maybe you do have the Erev, and you have to go by the Tchum of the Erev. Rabbi Yisi, Oimer, Safek Erev, Tosh. He says, no, it's a Din of Rabbanan, and therefore one can be Mekel and make Safek. I'm Rabbi Yisi, Aftul Mitzheim, Mishim Chamishim Skeinim, Al Safek Erev, Tosh. He has a testimony of five Aftumas in the name of five Skeinim that Safek Erev is kosher.